Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Chip Bell's here. Chip is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Coming up on 10 years, he's been hanging out with us. He's the founder of the Chip Bell Group, author of something under 100 books, which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, including 9.5 Principles of Innovative Service and Sprinkles, Creating Awesome Experiences Through Innovative Service. He's our good friend, Chip. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's always a delight to be with you, sir. And actually, I hadn't written all those books. Somebody I know wrote The Age of the Customer.
Hey, Chip, what about Sprinkles? Is that the last one?
Actually, I got one that came out in February called Kaleidoscope.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know what? I think somebody stole my copy of that.
Oh, no, I have to send you another one.
Well, that's how you can tell if it's a good one. If they don't last around here long.
Well, that is a good one.
A lot of people wandered in and out of my library here, and seriously. But anyway, Kaleidoscope. All right, so I know that's a good one. Hey, Chip, you and I've got to turn up our pace a little bit, believe it or not. We've got to help small business owners deal with the e-commerce folks.
Right.
And I'm not worried about small business owners with their high touch. But no. The high tech, I'm worried that even customers who want high touch from our small business customers are going to be seduced by more and more high tech customer service that they're getting from Amazon, places like that.
Correct.
Small businesses can do this, too, if they will, can't they?
I believe they can. And I think part of the challenge many of us face is that we're sort of what I would call technological immigrants. And we've got an audience coming up that are technological natives.
Oh, yeah.
Grown up with it. The millennials that are going to become our customers have grown up with it. And so they have a different set of expectations about it. And if you aren't at least somewhat savvy about technology and how it affects the customer, you're going to be viewed as sort of an old fogey and archaic and not keeping up. So
I want to stop on what you just said for a second.
Yes,
I agree with you. I don't think maybe this is my baby boomer influence. Maybe millennials won't do this, but I believe customers, if you're a small business and you offer a reasonable amount of tech with regard to convenience and things
right.
like that, you look like you're trying to play the game. You're trying to contribute.
Exactly.
I believe you get points for that. I'm not going to tell you that they're going to stay with you for every purchase.
No, of course.
But
not.
I do believe that if you show no movement in the direction of technology, you will be irrelevant to them forever.
You will, and they'll think you're going out of business because you aren't.
And you actually are then.
We don't want to bet on a small business that's not going to be around, and so because we want relationships, we want them to last, and so I think it signals to the marketplace that we're not willing. And it's not just big complicated things. You know, I'm working with organizations around how do you figure out what to do with chat box and beacons,
right.
heat maps, and all those kind of things. It is even the simple things. You know, I like to ask an audience sometimes, what time does Amazon close?
Mm-hmm.
And so you go, well, no, they're open 24 hours a day. And that's your competition in some ways. And so it doesn't mean your store has to be open 24 hours a day, but you got to find a way to provide your customer some sort of 24/7 access.
Right.
And so it's thinking like that. It's thinking like, how do I follow up with customers after a point of sale? And do I have the ability to...
And those are the kinds of things that can be automated.
Exactly.
Some of them can, at least the first touch immediately afterwards can be automated.
And
it doesn't cost that much money. And the thing is they don't have to, what I tell people is, look, okay, when you look at Amazon, when you look at Google, when you look at all the other companies, eBay or whoever, you don't have to conquer the world like they have to, But right. you do have to, you don't have to win the race, but you have to be in the race.
Correct. That's a great way to put
you
it.
You have to participate. You can't. You don't have to win, but you have to participate.
Right, right. Otherwise, they're seeing you as a dinosaur, and that's not the kind of reputation that you want. And even, like you say, getting your foot wet a little bit with it signals to your customer that you're interested in remaining modern and current and attentive to their needs. And I think that's an important thing. It doesn't take away from the high touch side. It doesn't take away from creating a great experience for them, but it supplements that in a way that I think is going to be critical going forward.
Well, and the thing that I remind people about is the big companies have to do all of that stuff. They have
right.
to they have to win the race.
Right.
Because if they
right.
don't win the race, they're not going to make their numbers, and their stocks are going to go down.
Right.
But
exactly.
we don't have to conquer the world. We just
right.
have to show up in a lot of ways.
Right.
Now
exactly.
we can't show up in a clunky way. You got to kind of have look like you know what you're doing,
yeah.
but you don't have to have everything.
Homework. Right.
One of the things that I remind people about, Chip, is and this is the way I think of, I try to think of a balancing high tech and high touch. Amazon can sell you 176 different back scratchers. I counted them.
Right, right.
But Amazon can't scratch your back.
No, that's a good way to
Or
put
show
it.
You how to use a back scratcher.
That's right. That's
but,
right.
But you can, as a small business owner, you can. You might only sell 10 back scratchers or three,
right.
but you can actually scratch your back.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that's an advantage small businesses have, big boxes don't have, that don't we don't want to lose. But here again, supplementing it with that technology. You know, one of the things, if somebody came into your business and says, do you have X? And you go, no, we don't have any of those. You know, that shouldn't be the last of your conversation with
mm-hmm.
that individual. You got to follow it up with saying, let me show you how we can get this real quick for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, customers don't always want inventory. They want information. They want you to be able to be their partner and say, we can get that for you.
Well, and but then the rest of the conversation is, no, but I can have it here for you tomorrow, and before you have dinner, I'll have an email to you telling you what time to pick it up tomorrow.
Exactly.
Just
that's
telling them, kind of, just telling
exactly.
them that you're going to follow up with tech is enough in a lot of places.
Exactly. Exactly. Like you say, you don't have to be an expert.
Yeah.
But you got to be in the game.
Hey, I need a website, Chip.
ChipBell.com.
ChipBell.com. You can find Sprinkles and Kaleidoscope. That's the new book. That Chip has out, and we're going to take a quick one and come right back with Chip after these messages. More on technology and customer service. New stuff with Chip Bell. I'm Jim Blasingame. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.